You're listening to episode 255 of Women Worldwide. What do you think of Twitter and the power of the tweet? Is it too noisy, a waste of time, or are you finding value from the people you meet to the collaboration that results? I've got a guest today who has a lot to share about Twitter, so stay tuned to learn more. Hi, I'm Deirdre Breckenridge. I've spent an entire career helping women to share stories, nurture relationships, grow their brands, but most of all, to find their voices so they can make a difference. Do you feel stuck? Do you want to power up your own voice? Women Worldwide features the stories of passionate women who have navigated big career challenges and some of the toughest changes. These professionals offer deep insights and advice to inspire you and to help you uncover what's holding you back. Let Women Worldwide ignite your passion so you can excel in life. Hi, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Women Worldwide. Thank you so much for tuning in, for showing up, whether you are on iTunes or Google Play or you're watching us on YouTube. We really appreciate that you're with us today and how much you are sharing the stories of amazing professionals who come on the show. And every show I mention to please share your feedback. Let us know what you're thinking. And today I really want to give a shout out to one of the Women Worldwide listeners. Leah, I know you're listening. I loved your note. And to all of the Women Worldwide Network, Leah reached out by email. She's a mom of two. She just had her second baby. She's an entrepreneur. And she shared how Women Worldwide is her favorite podcast. And that when she listens, she feels empowered. And she also mentioned she's roaring and ready to go, to improve her, not only her business, but her life. That makes us feel great. So thank you so much from the Women Worldwide team, Leah, and to all of you out there. It's because of you that we are growing and we are a global podcast and network. Okay, let's get to today's topic, which is definitely one that I'm passionate about. It is Twitter and the power of the tweet. I can't tell you how many people have said to me since 2007 when I joined Twitter, why are you wasting your time? Twitter is so noisy. Who cares what you're doing and who cares what your pets are doing? And you know what I say? Think again. Now, this is the perfect segue to my special guest joining me on the show is Samantha Kelly, Sam. She is an author and a speaker as well as a social media strategist. And it just so happens that Sam has written a book. She's known as the Tweeting Goddess. And her book is The Tweeting Goddess, Little Book of Twitter Magic. That's right, magic, because relationships can happen on Twitter. There's so much I could share about Sam, but I think it's time that she shares her journey with you. Samantha, it's great to have you on my show. Welcome.
Well, thank you. And thank you for that great introduction. I'm like, who is she talking about there? It's like, oh, that's me.
I am talking about you. And I applaud you for getting the name.
I know.
That's unbelievable. And before you share how you got that name, maybe we could just jump in with a little bit of your backstory. How'd you get to author, speaker, and social media strategist?
I have no idea. I know, I'm only joking. Obviously, I'm Irish. It was when I hit 40 that everything really started for me. I didn't, like most of us in our 40s, I didn't grow up with Facebook, didn't grow up with email even or mobile. So, you know,
right.
I know. So it was like, this was all new to me, but I actually my dad had just passed away. My marriage had just broken up. I was just hitting 40. My daughter, who's deaf, was just about to start school. So I was thinking, right, okay, maybe I should do something while she's in school and go back to work, you know. But I actually didn't know what I was good at. I had lost a lot of confidence. And my dad was a real kind of entrepreneur. He was a painter and decorator, very creative. So, but I saw hard work. He always worked hard, you know, so I kind of grew up with a good work ethos. But I really, really missed him. And I suppose what happened was I was in the supermarket and my other daughter had come to that awkward milestone of the first period. So this was a bit of a taboo. I don't know what it's like in America, but in Ireland, certainly it's a taboo. Which is funny. I know. So I was like, right. So I said, oh, the poor girl. So I said, right, I'll go and I'll buy her something nice. I'll buy her a little beginner set and, you know, welcome her to womanhood. And do you know what? I was standing in the supermarket aisle. And I think it was my dad, actually, that kind of did this. He was in heaven. He kind of, you know, I'm not religious or anything, but I'm very spiritual. And I really feel that dad kind of made me do this because I was standing there going, hang on, why are there no beginner sets for girls? And I said, that's not right. So I went back and I did some research on this new internet thing, you know, that I heard about. And I just went on there and discovered that there wasn't much products like that at all. So I decided I would start a company. I had no money, nothing. I had nothing, like no money. And I said, okay, I'll start a business. Like I said to myself,
there's a need, I'll start it.
Yeah, exactly. So I decided to start this business. So that's really where my journey started. Because my dad had just passed away as well, I felt, you know, you only live once, you know, that kind of attitude. And I just kind of said, you know what? Maybe I'll try this, you know, sure. Why not? What have I got to lose? And, yeah, Funky Goddess is what I called it. And it was a gift box and I had little hot water bottle for tummy aches and, you know, the leaflet with all the information. And I had like nice little girly things, like little face mask that said Funky Goddess. And, you know, so it was really cool. And I didn't have any money. So I got a little loan off my mom. And, you know, really, I did it from nothing. But because it was such a taboo, it got a lot of attention. So as you can see, I'm not shy. So I was like in my element, you know, going on the TV, journalists were contacting me. Oh my God, the last taboo. I sent emails to radio shows and I just found Twitter. My sister put me on Twitter and she said, you need to go on Twitter.
Spread
the word.
How old was your sister at the time?
She's just 2 years younger than me. So I'm 48. Yeah. So
it was like, go on Twitter.
Well, she made my website, you see, so she was a bit more tech savvy than I was. So she said, you need to go on Twitter. And I was like, well, what am I going to say? Like, and so that's really where I started. I had no clue.
What am I going to say?
I always have something to say now. But you see, this is the thing. It's Twitter is such, people are afraid of Twitter. There's such a huge fear around Twitter. And it's, do you know what I love when I'm teaching clients and they go, that's what it's about.
That's what it is.
It's about people.
Right. And you can filter the noise. There's tools that you can use and you can actually have conversations, real conversations.
I'll give you an example. Like what I did was, I think my first tweet was, I'm very excited about my new website. I think that was my first ever tweet. And then what I started doing was, see, I didn't realize I was good with people. I think if you're good with people at all, you'd be good on Twitter. If you're an idiot offline, you'll be an idiot online. Okay. So it's not going to work for you. So if you're anyway good with people at all and you have empathy and a bit of kindness and, you know, I mean, the demographic on Twitter are aged 35 to 55. They've been there, done that, probably been through some kind of life-changing experience, either, you know, moving house or divorce or illness or something. So they really just want to hang out with good people, you know, and it's like real life, you know, you can filter out the idiots, you know. So it's like I just started using it and found I really had a knack for it and I really enjoyed it. And I just started talking to people. I was in my pajamas, the girls were asleep and I was lonely. And that's how I started chatting to people. And I didn't realize I was building relationships. Right. I wanted to talk to other women like me. I wanted to talk to other women who were starting businesses, who were sitting at home, that were like me. And so I found people like that and started building relationships. And that's where it started, really.
You know? That's fantastic. And that's, it is about relationships. I think that's what people don't understand. It's not just going out there and sharing willy-nilly. It's because you're looking to connect and finding people that lift you up or have similar interests, or, you know, they have pain points that you have. There's a lot to be found, not to mention the fact that the media is all over Twitter.
Oh, you know what? It's this, it's one of the biggest things I always say to my clients is, if you want to get noticed and you want to get your business noticed, get on Twitter. Telling your story. Start sharing your knowledge. If you start sharing your knowledge and showing you're the expert, guess who they're going to come to? I can guarantee you that journalists are putting you on a list right now of, oh, she talks about Twitter. I'm actually going to put her on a Twitter expert list. So that when they're looking for a story or a comment, they're going to come to you.
Exactly.
And it's happened to me lots of times.
Yes. Mm. No, I agree with you 100%. And I'm curious. So the name Tweeting Goddess.
Yes.
I noticed that you were Funky Goddess.
Yes.
Your product. Tweeting Goddess kind of came out of that, as well as the numbers that you've accumulated.
Well, what happened was when I had Funky Goddess, I actually was making lots of sales, but I wasn't making money, if you know what I mean. Mm-hmm. I was getting lots and lots of attention, lots of sales, but I wasn't making profits. So I needed an investor. So I went in this show. It's like Shark Tank. I went to this show on the TV. And when I went on that show, it's called Dragon's Den. It's on YouTube if you want to have a look at it.
I love sharks.
What happened was, when I went on that show to get investment, a butterfly landed on the makeup girl's light. And I said, oh, that's my dad, because me and my dad used to watch Dragon's Den together.
Oh my gosh.
So when I went up the steps, and I, you know, the nerves and everything and the build up, and I had to borrow €5, which would be like $5 to go to the filming. Yeah. Like, that's how bad it was. And I started crying on the show. So I'm the girl that cried on Dragon's Den, right? But that's when I saw the power of Twitter. And that's when I saw the reaction on Twitter of the people watching the show. And they all went, oh my God, this businesswoman is a human, you know? And that's when I saw the importance of humans. There are humans behind every Twitter account that's talking to you. You have to start thinking about, how can I add value to this community today?
Right.
And so it just really opened my eyes, and I decided, I didn't get the investment after all, after the TV show, I parked Funky Goddess, and then a customer bought it off me. So I said, look, I'm going to sell it. And I put it up on social media, and someone came and bought it off me. So I was like, great. So that's when someone said to me, you know, you're really good at this Twitter thing. I don't know how to use it. And I was like, I'll show you. And she was like, well, how much would that be? And I went, oh, really? Okay.
This is a business? Okay.
So then I went, maybe there's a business here. And that is how Tweeting Goddess came about.
That's
fantastic.
So you get your name, Tweeting Goddess, and clearly now you are working with clients who need to learn more about Twitter. And you write this book that's, you know, this little book of Twitter magic. When you wrote it, what did you want people to walk away with? What was like that big takeaway from your book?
The big takeaway from my book is, if I can do this, you can too. If you have a dream and you have a passion, follow it. And that it's all about how to build relationships on social media, how to do it right. But it's mostly about stories as well, of what real Twitter tales, I call it. Mm-hmm. You know, Twitter tales
like that.
Of things that have happened and how it's changed people's lives. It's changed people's lives. And we only hear about a certain president on Twitter. That's all we hear about Twitter. We hear about Twitter and then we hear about him.
Yes.
You know, we don't hear all the good stories. We don't hear the lovely
stories.
There are so many. It's changed my life. Sure, look, it's changed my life totally.
Right.
I mean, I'm able to do all the things I dreamed of. I have a vision board. It's up there. I have a vision board, and all the things in my vision board, if you told me, like, you know, 8 years ago that I would have achieved most of those things, I would have thought you were crazy. I always wanted to travel. I always wanted to speak at conferences. You know, it's amazing. And it's all because of Twitter and the people that I've met and the relationships I've built. However, it's also because of me, hard work, putting in long hours, and also helping others. And that's a huge part of what I do. And kindness is huge. And it's a word I talk about a lot, kindness.
Which is often missing on Twitter. If you look at the climate and some of the conversations, you know, you mentioned a certain president, not a lot of kindness on Twitter. And that's something that is really important to me as well and my communications work. It comes down to, you said it, what you give. Mm-hmm. And also, we all know, no matter where you are on any channel, what you put into a relationship is what you're going to get out of it. So that's key too, even on Twitter.
True. And you know, kindness as well, it was shown to me at the start when I started out, you know, leaders. And I think this is what makes a great leader as well, you know, like leaders that really hadn't got time, but sat down and had a cup of tea with me, you know, and gave me time and listened to me. And, you know, this crazy female entrepreneur that was like determined to dominate the world, you know. and I remember one guy in particular, you know, when you have that thing, that passion, that drive that you're just so excited about. And I remember one man in particular, Bill Yao. He's a philanthropist. He runs Coder Dojo all over the world for coding for kids. And I remember once someone said, "What's your biggest challenge?" And I put my hand up and I said, "Am I good enough?" And that was genuinely, I was asking, am I good enough? Like, that's my biggest challenge. I feel like I'm not good enough because I never went to college or anything like that. And I said that. And then when Bill was leaving, he said, "Oh, by the way, Sam." And I was like, "Yes." And he goes, "You are good enough." And I'll never forget it. I'll never forget how that sentence made me feel.
Oh,
and I nearly
gosh.
Started crying, like, you know, so.
Yeah, that is powerful. And Sam, on the note of feel and talking about leaders, I just want to ask you to hold your thoughts for a moment. We're going to shift our focus over to emotional intelligence and a passion project that I've been working on. And Women Worldwide listeners know that my passion project is all about millennials. After my stepdaughter, Noelle, passed away, I was on a quest for 52 plus weeks asking questions, talking to millennials, wanting to understand, how do you show up to your conversations? How, you know, what do you care about? How do you want to be perceived? What do you expect from the leaders, the mentors, the people who you care about around you? Mm-hmm. And I got a lot of feedback. All the research formed a model called FEEL. That was that word that you mentioned. Face your fears, engage with empathy, use ethics and good judgment, and unleash the love. And it really is emotional intelligence, heart meets the mind. And before I share a link where everybody can go to take a test to see how much they actually feel, I'd like to ask you, how are you incorporating emotional intelligence into your work with the people you work with, or even when you're out on social media?
Well, what I do is I see how others feel. So I actively look on my Twitter lists and see how someone is getting on. Mm-hmm. And I keep an eye on them and I engage with them. Simple. Ask how they are. Is there anything I can do to help? And sometimes people are like, "Oh my God, she just replied to me." Like, you know,
it's like,
well, yeah,
like
they're shocked.
Cares.
Yeah. And I've often gotten a call and I've said, "Look, maybe do this, maybe do that, maybe try that." And you know, it really is about that bit of kindness. And it's just about taking 2 minutes out of my day just to say, you know, if you want, you know, we can jump on a call, or, you know, maybe connect. It could be one useful introduction. It's all about how you make someone else feel. And that's what I try and keep in mind every time I'm doing a tweet, every time.
How you make somebody else feel. I could not have packaged that any better. I think it's wonderful what you're doing. And just on that note, sometimes people are just so not used to that. They get suspicious almost.
Yes.
They can't even believe.
What does she want?
What does she want? What's the ulterior motive? No, I'm just wanting to help. Thank you so much for answering that question about emotional intelligence. And just want to let everybody know, if you want to test how much you feel in each of the buckets of feel, facing fears and empathy and ethics and unleashing your love or passion, you can go to feelfirsttest.com, take the test, It will score you. It's going to let you know your score in each of the buckets and an overall score. And it will recommend exercises that you can do to increase your level of feel. So you can go out there on Twitter and feel some more. Okay, Sam, let's dive back into our discussion. We were talking about your book. You had mentioned the big takeaway. Are there just a couple of tips, maybe, that you can, there's a lot of people out there who are already on Twitter, maybe they're doing it right, maybe they can do better. What are just a couple tips?
Okay, the main one is make sure your profile, your bio is filled in and your profile looks really good, and think to yourself, would I follow me? Does this person look interesting enough? What am I going to get? Because we are selfish. It's like, we're like, right. Well, what am I going to get from this person if I follow them? Are they going to start spamming me? Are they going to start annoying me with negativity? Or are they going to add value to my day? Am I going to learn something from this person? People on Twitter, they go to Twitter because they want to hear the latest news. They want to learn. They want to be inspired. And they want fun as well. Because right. The Twitter community is a really fun place and it's really friendly. You only hear the negative stuff. The media is not going to get a story out of all my lovely positive stuff, you know? So they're only going to get the story out of the negative stuff. So, you know, and I love the media, don't get me wrong. Gosh, you know, they're great.
I do too. I do too. But there's something about finding your tribe.
Yes.
And when you're in your tribe, and I'm noticing that there's a lot of groups that go to private DM. Like, so it's a DM group where people are talking and collaborating and sharing. Mm-hmm. So when they want to move away from some of the noise and you've found some of the people you love, I mean, you do the same thing on LinkedIn as well. You can go into a private group. So that does cut back on the noise and it, you know, the tribe really solidifies the relationship because the goal is to do other things besides sometimes be on Twitter. Sometimes you're going to cross over to other platforms. You might have a phone call with a person. You might have a Zoom. You might get together and shake hands or hug each other.
True. And actually, this is proof that Twitter works because now I'm sitting on this call because we met on Twitter. People are watching all the time. So the one thing I will say is if you're on Twitter, you know, don't bitch about others because trust me, people can take a screenshot and send it to the person.
Oh yeah.
I know people are doing it about me all the time. I don't care. Just block them. You know, it's just about, hanging out with the right people. I mean, the Women's Inspire Network. I mean, it's on every Tuesday night. We have a hashtag Women's Inspire,
awesome.
10 PM, GMT every Tuesday. But like that started me from building my community Women's Inspire Network. And now I have a whole website. We have a private Facebook group. We do webinars every week. It's a subscription model now. Whereas
That's
before
awesome.
It was just a hashtag.
Oh my
just,
gosh.
It's only because I was lonely and I wanted to meet other women like me.
Well,
and now
it's like Women Worldwide. I feel like it's more than a podcast. It's a network and we're all helping one another.
Yeah, it's everything. It's a membership site. I mean, we do webinars. We do a show. I go around Ireland, and you know, someday I'll be going to New York. And
oh my gosh, big conferences. I'll be there.
our big conference is in Dublin, October 21st.
That's
and
wonderful.
You know, the thing about it is, it's all built up from Twitter. All of it.
Amazing. That is just an amazing journey. So, because it is such an amazing journey, and you did mention one challenge, which is powerful, you know, am I good enough?
Yes.
And thank you for sharing that, by the way.
Oh, you're welcome.
Are there other, and our listeners, all the entire Women Worldwide Network is built on the fact that, you know, our listeners are listening to you, and there's always the highs and the lows of the journey. Are there any other challenges that you're facing now or big aha moments that got you over a challenge?
Every day. I'm going to be honest. Every day there's something, right? Okay, look, I'm very lucky. I'm on a program. I'm 11 years sober, okay? So that's really where my whole journey started. You know, if anyone knows anything about sobriety, it's where everything starts. It's where you start looking after yourself and changing your life. So
amazing.
What I do is I do try and live a day at a time. So it is all about a day at a time. I mean, today, for example, apologies for the notifications that someone else contacted me. But like, see, busy. Another challenge, see? So notifications is a challenge. when you're working from home, you've got the usual challenge of the dog starting to bark at the postman when you're on a Skype call, a really important business call. No, the main challenge, seriously, has been... I suppose getting finance, and I think women, we need to really support each other and help each other and spread the word about each other. Like, everyone should share this podcast, you know.
Thank you. And
for Tweeting Goddess, if you're on Twitter, tag me, I'll retweet you. You know, it's about us helping each other and building our network wider. The more of us there are, the more powerful we are. So you can see what happened with the Me Too movement, for example.
Yeah.
You know, like, I don't get into politics. I try to stay away from it. I try and be, you know, as neutral as I can. But, you know, at the same time, we're not getting the opportunities some men are getting. I remember I went to an event. I'll give you an example. I went to an event and I was speaking at this thing, and the person who hired me said, you know, I'm surprised for how much you charge. And I said, well, what do you mean? And he went, well, the guy last week charged 3 times as much as you. Yeah. And so that's the way it is. So there are challenges. And I think being taken seriously is another one. I did a survey on this actually recently. I'll be publishing the results soon.
Oh,
but it was a survey on women in business. And most people replied, the biggest challenge is doing everything. So being mom, being secretary, being accountant, being nurse, being businesswoman, being, you know, all the things we have to be. Virtual assistant, secretary, we're everything, you know, PR, sales, like we are every department if we're running a business. And it's about looking after ourselves as well. And I'm guilty of that. Now, I'm lucky. I live by the sea. If you look at my timeline and look at hashtag Rosslare Harbour, you'll see all my pictures of the beach if you want to see what it looks like. And I've got my 3 dogs, so I've no excuse. So that's my me time. And it's about enjoying what you're doing as well, and having a laugh and smiling. And it's about joy as well. If you're not enjoying what you're doing, it's time to get out.
Yeah. So Sam, you know, you mentioned a really good point. I know a lot of women who can do it all. There's no doubt. They can be the incredible moms. They can run their business. If they have to do the accounting around it, they'll do it. They can be over all their technology. They're out there with the big vision and the sales. But why don't more women, and some are, there's no doubt about it, delegate.
I was just about to bring that up. I have a virtual assistant who does all of my invoices and accounts and all.
That made a big difference to me too.
And I've contractors, you know, that I actually pay. I have a lady who comes and does my makeup and hair when I'm doing a speaking moment. So I try and give business to women as much as possible. I have one lady that's a photographer in the group, and I have a friend who's getting married, and I gave her the business. I went to her. You know, it's about giving each other business as well. But yes, you mentioned, you know, people, I do it all, yes. But we have to remember, imagine what it's like to live with us. Like, I'm very lucky. I have a really good husband. Like, we only got married 2 years ago. We actually got engaged in New York.
Congratulations.
Thank you. He's brilliant, right? Like, he's really supportive, and he does a lot of the housework, which is brilliant.
Oh,
and
my gosh.
He has no brothers. He's no brothers.
Husband of the year.
Yeah,
don't
I know,
tell me he
right?
does the laundry, Sam. Don't.
Yeah, but he does. Wow. He does. However, with those pluses, there's other minuses. Do you know what I mean? So he's a taxi driver. He works nights, so I don't really see him. You know, that kind of
stuff.
So nobody has the perfect. I don't care.
No.
Nobody can do it all. Mm-mm. We're not robots, but we can delegate, and we can bring others and ask for help. And a lot of us don't ask for help, I think, and we get overwhelmed. And I have a client, and she called me, or I knew she was overwhelmed. So I asked, did she want me to give her a ring? And she said, yes. And I said, well, fair play to you for letting me ring you. And we just had a chat.
Cry for help, right? That's saying I need it.
And that's why I started the Women's Inspire Network as well, because I knew there's moments when we, like one girl, she was cracking up, and it was something to do with her teenager, actually. It was nothing to do with business. And I said, oh, I've been there. I said, go on, I'll give you a ring. So I rang her, and it was like 12:30 at night, and we did a great chat. And that's what it's about. It's not just about business support. It's about supporting each other and saying, do you know what? Actually, I had this experience, and this is what I did. you know.
That's great. Like that. Supporting one another and realizing that you can trust people to delegate. They'll do it well. And that way you can focus on what your gifts are.
Yes. I mean, that's why I have a business in the first place, because people just don't have time to do Twitter and LinkedIn and this and that. And also another tip I can give today that hopefully people will take away is, you know, focus on the one that's working for you. You don't have to be on Twitter. Right. You don't have to be on all of the platforms. Find out where your audience are.
Exactly.
And I find that most of my audience are on Twitter and LinkedIn.
Yeah.
They're actually not really on Facebook, and they're not really on Instagram. And
they're
not hanging out on
Snapchat. For me.
Definitely not on Snapchat. However, my daughter's 20 and she's joined the network and she's opened her own business. So, you know, it's like, you know, there you go. Like, we're influencing already. We're influencing, you know, the next generation by doing that stuff, you know.
Start early, learning to lift others up and helping and giving and all the emotional intelligence that we discuss. Sam, I can't even believe we're rounding it out with the parting advice question. Maybe just share for the Women Worldwide Network, how can they shine too?
Oh, they can shine. Just believe in yourself and what you have to offer. You know, one of the biggest thing for me was I never felt a useful member of society, especially before I got sober. And I love feeling like a useful member of society. And we are all useful members of society. You have something. I can't do accounts. That's why I have an accountant. I'm not brilliant on Instagram. That's why I have a girl on my team who's great at Instagram. So find the people that you need to balance out what you're not good at and learn as much as you can. I mean, I do my 6-step program. I do teach people how to use Twitter and LinkedIn. I teach them how to shine. Go and find the journalists. Find who you admire. Start talking to the people you admire. I've had people I admired, like Ted Rubin on Twitter. And I said, how can I get to meet Ted? And do you know what I did? I created a social media event.
and he came just to meet Ted.
So he came over and I spent 3 days with him.
Amazing. Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
But you know what? It all
Make
starts,
it happen.
Make it happen. But it goes right back to the first thing you said and your advice. Believe in yourself.
Yeah.
Awesome. All right. Sam, last question. Super easy. Where can people find out about you, your book, and your work?
TweetingGoddess.com or Women'sInspireNetwork.com. And the book is on Amazon. So feel free to go and search for that little book of Twitter magic. And if anyone wants to tweet me after this podcast and tag you and me and use the hashtag Twitter magic, I will send one of those tweeters a book. Okay?
Oh, that's lovely. Thank you so much, Sam. I can't tell you how much I've enjoyed the conversation. Thank you. Thank you so much for being on the show, for opening up and just really telling it like it is, and for helping everybody out there to shine a little bit more, whether they're on Twitter or they're anywhere else. So thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Awesome. And I just want to thank all of you for tuning into Women Worldwide today. And please keep the feedback coming. You know, I'm at Dee Breckenridge on Twitter. You can post on the YouTube channel and subscribe.
Subscribe
to YouTube so you can see the show. And you can also get updates from womenworldwideshow.com. All right, friends, until our next episode, stay focused, energized, and feeling empowered. Thank you.